This piece is titled The Confetti of My Mind, Reaching for Words. Reach for words. Reach for words. For I am a writer whose mind is resplendent with letters falling like confetti that I reach out to grab with both certainty and uncertainty. So that what? So that I might describe a moment in time in a way that connects your heart with mine. Sometimes there is a tussle, the lack of self-belief, of necessity, of why. Why wrestle through the jungle of my character-filled mind to tease out and gently extract sentences that may be nothing more than the mindless chatter of an unremarkable human inflated with the misguided truth that she has something important to say? But don't we all have something valuable to impart? And so next, it is the rush of energy and the steadying as the heart tries to speak and the mind tries to block the way. Fingers tap, slowly resting at intervals, sometimes allowing a hand to come to the heart space to ensure what is making its way down the arms is pure truth. Because a writer can become carried away, fabricating and titivating to their heart's content so as to snare the eager reader. I do not write to snare. I write to share, to uncover truths, connect in our vulnerabilities, and to leave a trace, no matter how faint, of the moments this life experience has graced me with, so that others, whether present or future, can experience that sense of humanity running like a thread through our patchwork lives. What's in your mind as you look out at the sea? I ask my husband curiously. Nothing. I'm simply enjoying the peace and tranquility, he replies with a wry smile. I slump back in humorous annoyance, pondering what it would be like to not think in descriptive phrases or sentences. Yet it is an impossibility, because I'm certain that even in my very first memory, staring up through the cotton embroidered parasol protecting me as I laid back in an old silver cross pram, I was not simply observing my mother, but instead trying to articulate how the sun passed through the trees, lighting up her face. People sometimes ask me, how do you become a writer? But what are the connotations of the word writer? For the definition is simply to be someone who writes. I cannot not write. And the papers and notebooks scattered around my narrowboat, campervan, and crumbling French cottage attest to this. And so, somewhere along that journey of realizing, I felt a sense of freedom in expressing myself on paper. Other people notice too. And so it is. Yet a writer can become blocked, crippled by insecurity, exhausted by the tireless stampede to be noticed, published, seen, read. Sometimes a writer discovers other outlets where they can inspire others to write, only to realize they are no longer writing themselves. Many times I have been all of these writers. So this year I made space to explore, and this past month allowed myself to reach a little further, go a little deeper on my quest to order the confetti of my mind, allowing myself to more deeply consider where my words might be better channeled. Are you a writer? How does your mind work? Do you make space to nurture your voice and your why? I complete this piece of writing by freeing myself from the need to tie it up with a neat bow of a conclusionary sentence, because I'm certain that being a writer requires only a willingness to share what is true on the page. Today, my truth is that as I continue to scrabble around in my mind chasing words, I do not always reach a state of clarity. But instead, I discover something much more beautiful. That a person can still be a writer and still reach even when words escape them. Because it is the vulnerabilities and anxieties and delightful complexities of the creative mind that connect our voices through space and